Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
The Miguel Show, uncensored, after the long two-week break that we went on.
Been a minute.
Yeah.
This is where we talk about everything going on in our lives, stuff behind the scenes of the show, and it's uncensored, and you can say cuss words.
Ah. Ooh.
Yeah. My name is Miguel Fuller. This is Holly O'Connor.
Hello.
And that is producer Jared.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Oh. Also known on other radio stations in Tampa Bay as Nervous Jared.
Oh, that was formally, I guess you could
formally
say.
Formally.
Yeah.
Formally nervous, Jared.
Still nervous, though. Yeah. Right?
Hanging in there.
Hanging in. Okay.
Still very nervous.
Okay.
So it's been a crazy 2 weeks. Like, I just, right now, like, my body feels wrecked from just going to Atlanta for a week and just eating like crap, coming back and eating like crap, drinking.
How often were you drunk?
Oh, my gosh. I was probably sober 4 days out of the 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. I drank a lot
of alcohol.
And especially New Year's Eve, because I had some friends come into town from Panama City, my best friend's Cam, and Derek came down, and then my other best friend from college, John, came down from Virginia, and it was just a shit show, like, the entire time, just, like, drinking. But I had fun, though. I had fun. It was a, especially, I went to my church that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I meant to ask you about that. You went with your grandmother, and this has been the first time that you've gone in a long time.
Yep. I haven't been to this church. I thought it had been, like, 7 years, but then there was another lady who was there who corrected me and said, I think it's actually been 10 years since you've been here.
Wow. She keeping count.
Yeah, seriously.
Every year ticks by, she's like, another year? No, Miguel.
Them old black people, like, they just don't forget anything. So this church I grew up with, I grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist. Mm-hmm. And so my church, which I'm assuming most are, it's very much into, like, health and wellness. And so, like, they, like, cause there was a baptism that Saturday that I went, because you go to church on Saturday, and one of the, like, 12 tenets of being a part of the religion is that, like, you make a promise not to drink or to eat unclean meat.
Okay.
And I was like, oh.
You have literally thrown that tenet right out the window.
Yep.
Even if you do the other 11, ain't doing number 12.
Nope. And unclean meats. Because remember, when I met you, Holly,
yeah,
I still didn't eat pork.
No.
And then it's, like, been a slow slide to, like, well, I'll do pepperoni. I guess I'll do a pork chop here or there. Last night, I ordered the pepperoni lover's pizza from Pizza Hut.
You might as well have topped it with bacon. I mean, damn.
But I was so nervous to go to this church because I hadn't been in 10 years, and I never have actively spoken with anyone there, especially, like, the young people I grew up with, about me being gay or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, I know some of them are on my Facebook, so they see everything.
Yeah.
So I was really hesitant. And then, too, last time I went, someone made a comment that, like, I'd gotten fat.
Thanks, church-going people.
Since I was younger. So, you know, everything was fine. The comment that I kept getting when I walked in, because everyone kept doing double takes when I walked in, because, you know, all these people have been going to this church, like, with my grandmother since, like, the early 80s. And so they saw me from literally birth, you know, until I went off to college.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of them did double takes. They're like, oh, my God, it's Miguel!
Oh, my Lord.
Like, literally,
I sort of wish there had been a video camera. Why do I not have a video of these old black people doing that?
I mean, the best part was, like, it was towards the beginning of service when they were doing a prayer, and there were a couple of people, because my grandmother, she always holds up the back pew. My grandma, for probably 30 years, has sat in the back pew to the right. Miss Cole is always just sitting there, and she always falls asleep during the sermon. Everyone knows that's her part. So I went and sat next to her. And so there were people who would, like, be looking back to say, oh, hey, Miss Cole. And they'd look back, they're like, hey, Miguel!
What is that biblical story about the son that comes back? You're the prodigal son!
Oh, man.
That was you! that's you.
That's what it felt like. It was, and you know, the nicest part about it was that my grandmother, you could tell she was just so proud.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of how everyone was just like so happy to see me. But what was awkward is people would be like, okay, so what are you doing now? And I'd be like, oh, I do a radio show in Tampa. And they're like, oh, I need to get the radio station so I can listen.
And you're like, you know, there's no way to listen.
We don't stream online or anything.
There's
like,
no app that you can download.
Well, I mean, being from Atlanta as well, I had somebody at the church. And I have some audio from when you were there. Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
I'd like to hear this.
Okay. Yeah. I'd be really curious to.
I was very surprised when they sent me this.
Okay. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God, my church is not. Well, it was so funny because one of my grandma's best friends, Betty Weston, when before the service started, she goes, well, you've missed a lot since you've been here. We have guitars in the church now.
Ooh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She said, the praise team don't change, Miguel.
The praise team.
I was like,
team?
Ooh, girl, they have a praise team, girl.
What?
But like, because Seventh-day Adventists, it's kind of weird. It's like, they're very much into like very like meditative, like very quiet services. And well, some churches do, the church I grew up in, they like to be quiet. And so I remember that was a big thing when I was younger, was like, can you have a guitar? And like whenever a guest person would come and they'd have a saxophone or something, they'd be like, I don't know if Jesus is about that.
I know. That's how I feel like the Catholics are, like, because I'm Catholic. And there, and one time I went to some church service. I don't know which one it was. Could have just been non-denominational. They had like a projector screen on the wall. And I was like, I had my stank face on. I was like, Jesus does not use a projector screen. Well, over Christmas, I went to church for the first time in a long time, mm-hmm. and I'll be darned if they did not have two TV screens on the side of the altar that had like the music words and stuff. I was like, oh, I see how we do it.
Okay, girl.
I see how Jesus wants everybody to sing along. Okay. I was wrong. I was mistaken.
They moving on up.
They are.
See, the church I used to go to was like that, and I thought it would be weird if your church didn't have it, but our church also had like a Starbucks, which was awful.
What?
Yeah.
No.
A Starbucks?
Yes.
Like, that's like anti-church. What?
Jesus has to get off the struggle bus somehow, and it's with a non-calf macchiato. Like,
oh
that's
gosh.
How you do it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so funny how, like, things change over time,
yeah.
but you know, it was a great experience. I was glad I got to go listen to the sermon and, you know, feel a little guilty for not going.
That's what
exactly
you do.
I'm not going back. The most awkward question I got from someone was this old lady. I don't, you know, like you see these people growing up and I don't know any of their names. I just know their faces.
Yeah.
And there was one who, she came up to me three different times. And so at the very end of the service, she goes, well, I'm so proud of you. You're doing the, everyone kept calling it you're an announcer in Tampa,
yes.
in Florida. And she goes, well, so do you have a family? Do you have a wife? Do you have any kids or anything?
That's just, that question is so, like, it's such a juxtaposition from mm-hmm. what I know of you. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, that seems, like, funny just to ask
it
you
is.
That question.
I mean, because
I have a wife?
Seriously, what?
What?
Wow.
I mean, because I live my life so openly and so honestly, you know, that I just, that's not even in my world to hide who I am or, like, not be honest about it and, like, not laugh at that question. Like, if someone asked me, like, if someone came in here, I'd be like, girl, crazy girl, you better step back. And I was like, who?
Yeah, what do you say? What did you say?
I said no. I was like, my career, which is true, I was like, my career has really taken the forefront, you know, through my 20s, and so maybe now that I'm 30, maybe now I may settle down. And I just kept it at that.
That's probably best.
Good answer.
That's a really great answer.
But I was like, oh shit, that's so awkward. I just haven't had to answer a question like that in so long.
Oh man,
like, who would be your wife if you had a wife?
I don't even know. Like, that's
like
just...
what kind? I'm sorry. I just really am floored by thinking about you as a straight person with a wife or a girlfriend.
Because these people presumably think that. Like, they, I mean, because they know, like, especially the older people, like the younger people my age, like, they know because they're my Facebook and Instagram. But these older people who have, all they hear is what my grandmother tells them. He's in Florida.
Exactly.
He's doing radio. That's it. That's all she tells them.
And that's fine.
And, you know, that's all they need to know. But it's just, it's weird to think that that's their worldview of, like, what they think about
me. Yes, yeah.
So crazy. So, but then also over the break, we celebrated Holly's birthday.
I know. Thank you so much. I was so shocked. Just blown away.
Well, you know, I really started thinking about it because someone here at the office, they asked me the other day, because if you're a new listener to The Miguel Show, Holly and I have worked together since 2008. We lived together for 5 years. Mm-hmm. We've been doing a morning show together since 2008. And someone was like, well, what did you get Holly for Christmas? And I was like, I didn't get that bitch nothing.
I didn't get you anything.
And she was like, what? And I was like, well, I mean, literally, when we first met, I was 22. I was part-time. Then after that, I was making $0, basically. We never had any money for gifts. Sure. And so we were always just like, you know what? We're just not even going to try to be those friends.
No. Like, it just, the way our relationship has worked, we've never gotten each other.
No. Things. No. Yeah, that's just, that. I wouldn't even know what to get you, you know?
I don't know. I think one time for some event, I got you a John Mayer CD.
Oh, you did. You did. I forgot about that. That's
the only thing that I can remember getting you ever.
I remember that. Yeah. But like, and so then I started to feel bad because then on top of that, Holly's birthday is January 1, mm-hmm. and we literally have never done anything about it on the air. We've never had like a birthday party. We've had
a New Year's party sometimes that sort of was like a... Obviously, that's my life. Like, there's a New Year's party, and we throw on my birthday.
I know, but it really sucks because you don't get any, and especially, excuse me, the on-air part. Like, I think even 1 year we've been together where we were on the air around New Year's. It was when we were in Tampa a few years ago at Play, mm-hmm. and we were on the air during around New Year's Eve, and I don't even think we did anything with your birthday then.
I don't believe so.
We didn't, and so I was like, I need to try to plan a surprise party. So, and I'm awful at planning stuff like this because...
Yeah, you're like the best planner I know.
Really? Yes. See, I feel like I'm so lax with details. And Jared, you're on the other side of this, so maybe you can speak to if it felt organized or not. But I feel like if Holly O'Connor planned like a surprise party, like she would have like, if it were for me, like John Mayer would have popped out somewhere and like it would have been in like a hot air balloon or something.
Oh my gosh, no.
I just felt like... Because I was trying to put it together, but then, like, everyone was out of town.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
And so then I was, like, trying to organize, like, with your mom behind the scenes to, like, get your daughter taken care of so you could be out for a little bit. And then just trying to coordinate, like, reservations and times and who was bringing what. I mean, it was stressful.
I'm sorry it was stressful, but I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And you really surprised me.
Because
I would never suspect that someone would be planning a birthday party for me. So, mm-hmm. like, that was sort of in your favor.
That's
because
good.
I would never expect it.
Right.
So... It was a complete surprise, and I really did think we were meeting our sales manager for a happy hour with a client.
I will say that was like my stroke of genius.
That was a good one.
I was like, because that, I don't know where that popped into my brain, but I was like, I'm going to have our sales manager tell Holly that we have a client meeting, and we have to meet at Bella Brava in downtown St. Pete, and just to be there. And so she went in with it, and she was like, okay, perfect. So she sent the text message.
Yeah.
Actually, when she sent you that text message saying to meet there, I was in her office with her.
We were
sitting there like planning it and everything. So
that is so funny. Well, yeah, I was completely surprised, and I absolutely just thank you for that. It was awesome.
You enjoyed it?
I loved it. It was such a great little wrap up of the year that has been like, God.
Yeah.
2015 has been literally an emotional roller coaster. It was the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, mm-hmm. for sure. So that was like such a nice little cap of a birthday, you know. And somebody on my Facebook posted, this is taking it into a tangent a little bit. Somebody on my Facebook posted, it must be really cool to have a birthday on January 1st because as you're turning a new year older and on the calendar, it is a completely brand new year. So you get to live each year as that 1 year older. And that was
kind of cool.
That put it succinctly for what I've always felt but never put into words.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, I love having a January 1st birthday because everything is lined up. And you know I like order.
Yeah.
And neatness. So it's like God smiled and said, this is how you can do it. So it's like I turn 1 year older. And in the calendar year, we have another fresh start.
Okay.
And I can live a whole year of my life.
That's really cool.
I know. From like year beginning to year end. happened is my full year of living. So it just was a really cool bookend for that. So thank you.
How was your birthday, the actual day?
It was good. Very, very laid back. Mm. I actually came up to work on my birthday for a little bit of time because I had to be on the air, which is fine. Yeah. I don't mind. I actually quite enjoyed it. It was a little bit of a break from just the monotony of being at home for 2 weeks. But it was fine. And, you know, Chris, my now ex-husband, because the divorce is final, came over and it was me, my mom, my daughter, Maya, and Chris. And we had dinner, which was like the typical, my mom makes pork and we didn't have sauerkraut, which is weird. Oh. And like that sort of thing. It's a northern thing. Mm-hmm. And then we had the dinner, we had a little bitty cake, and that was it. That was it. And New Year's Eve was very chill too. It was just me and my mom watching Jurassic World.
Oh.
Okay. Huh.
And then we turned on the ball drop and that was it. We went to bed.
Well, you made up for not having a very active New Year's Eve.
Good Lord.
Because this past weekend, we all went out for karaoke.
Yeah.
Because originally, the premise of your surprise party was supposed to be for karaoke. It was supposed to be a happy hour and then karaoke, but then I couldn't find a karaoke place, and I looked. I even had the guy I'm dating right now, like, I had him look for me to see if I could find a place, and I kept asking around, and no one knew of a place.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, we're just going to have to just do a dinner, and then we'll just try to find something somewhere. But then you had made plans for a Saturday night turn up karaoke.
I did.
So how was that?
Awesome. First of all, I feel like that's my once a quarter let loose where you can go a little insane and like just get drunk. Because I don't go out and get drunk often anymore.
You do it in your home by yourself?
I get drunk by myself at home, which is a lot easier and a lot less embarrassing the next morning.
Like, I showed up. And like,
I'm so glad you came, by the way, Jared.
Well, I'm really bad at planning stuff. So like right around the same time as you guys getting there, I texted you. I'm like, are you guys doing something tonight?
Yeah, Jared goes, is that singing thing happening?
Yeah, that's the exact text.
I was like, I love Jared so much. I go, yes, come on. It's happening now. That singing thing happening.
I only got there 15 minutes after you did it, and Holly was turnt already.
Yeah,
like,
I was. Well, yeah. Good. I started with a shot. I felt as though we needed a shot.
Because
so.
did we meet you there?
Who?
No.
No,
you guys
were
together.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. My brain is... Where did
I met you guys there.
Yeah, no. You and I and your friends all went to dinner at the Avenue.
That's right. Okay, I couldn't get that piece of my memory together. Okay,
I had
that's
one
right.
drink there, and
that's
then right. we all piled into a huge car. And when I say huge, I mean your little car.
Yeah.
And we went to Wilson's in downtown. And we're downtown.
On 4th.
On 4th.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to start out with a shot.
That's right. That's why I was like, how did you get turned so quickly? You had a shot.
I had a shot.
Yeah.
And then I had a shot and then a beer and then another beer and then another shot.
And then I wonder if this audio is going to work for me here, but
I
think I have some audio of you singing.
Up and down the boulevard and shadow.
Jesus.
We need to play this on the air tomorrow, by the way.
No, we don't.
That's going to be our 6:12 break tomorrow, Jay.
Yes.
We don't need to play the whole thing right now.
Well, wait.
Yep, that's my favorite part.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This is the part that I love, and this is the part the guy I'm dating. He looked over at me, and he goes, damn, Holly's a... professional. Because what happens is those little musical breaks
in
songs,
interludes.
Most people, when they do karaoke, they sort of just like stand there awkwardly and they're like, I don't know what to do.
Not you.
Holly's an old pro.
Baby, this is a journey. A journey has to do it for everybody. I mean, it's New Year's, for God's sake. Come on.
Like, why are you trying to be the hype person for Wilson's?
I don't know if you have the video of it. She did a song right before we left.
No, I don't. I hope nobody has a video
of that
one.
Which one was that?
This was Bon Jovi.
Living on a
prayer.
That's
right.
I
don't have
that one. Way too drunk, and I shouldn't have been singing at that point.
During Journey, you were hyping up the crowd.
Yeah.
During Bon Jovi, you were calling out people that weren't singing along with you. You're like, I see you across the bar. Why are you singing to Bon Jovi?
Oh,
you like Bon Jovi?
Oh, my God.
Do you have that video, Jared?
I don't. I wish I did.
I'm going to see if
no,
I can locate
please,
it.
No, it didn't even probably sound good at that. Like, not like I'm a great singer. Usually I can stay on key, but by the time Bon Jovi happened, I'm pretty sure it was nowhere near what Bon Jovi sounded like.
Dang, I wish I had that.
So
I'm going to have to look for that video.
Can I tell you, after I saw it, because I saw way later that you had posted that video on the Miguel Show Facebook page, I realized that's it. I think I'm done singing Journey.
What? Because, no, that's like your standard.
It is, but I think it's progressively getting worse every time I do it. Like, I used to be really good at it, and now every time I hear myself doing it, I'm like, that's not so good. I need to find a new standby.
No, I think that is still your song. Like, and I'm mad I didn't do the song that I normally do. I just wasn't drunk enough at that point to do it. But I feel like you, like that... If you look at the video, I like pan across and like literally most of the bar
people
is like
did people liked seem it. To be getting into
yeah.
it.
I like, mean, you got everybody going.
When I hit the final Don't Stop Believin', I like looked around and I realized that like everyone was singing and yeah. I was like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's why I do this song.
I felt really bad at one moment though when I was there. Because Holly and one of your friends were outside, and they were having, like, a drunk moment. I don't know what it was about.
Oh, yeah, we was drunk crying moment. Like, we did all the emotions on Saturday night.
Oh, Lord.
But I was out there as well, and then I heard a song come on inside, and I was like, as soon as her, it was all a dream. I'm like, oh, shit, forget Holly. I'm like, I went back. I went back inside because someone started singing Biggie, and I'm like, it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. I'm like,
you're like, bye your emotional moment. I know you're crying.
I completely forgot you were there. It was just me and Biggie in that one moment.
Oh, my God.
He said, girl, bye. I don't care about your ass.
Yeah, sorry about you.
Also, real quick before we have to go, we also have to talk about something that happened at the end of the night, Holly, that you, I feel... I kind of want to judge you a little bit, and I only want to judge you because I've done this, and I feel like I was made fun of for dropping my phone where, Holly?
Go ahead.
In the toilet.
Okay, at the club. At the gay club.
At the club.
Oh, man.
At the gay club.
Like, I was too drunk by that point. I should have gone home.
Because normally I feel like I'm more responsible for you, and normally I'm like, all right, Holly, because after the karaoke bar, like, you were drunk.
Yes, I was.
And normally I would have been like, all right, well, I'm going to put you in an Uber, and then my friends and I, we're going to go to the gay bar, and
I
then, like, the real turn up.
After.
That's the point when I should have taken over and been like, all right.
It's not your fault. I'm a grown-ass woman.
I know. But still, I feel like that was your time. I wanted you to let loose. And that's why I didn't, is because I was like, you know what? I really want you to just have fun and just go fucking crazy. And you did. Well, then we get to the gay club, and Holly's like, I think we did more shots there.
Oh, man.
You act like I know.
I don't know.
Bitch, I don't know. I don't know if we did shots. The only thing I know is that I spent $4.25 on a beer and then did not spend anything else on my tab, but proceeded to leave my card there.
Now, did you drop your phone in the toilet? Like, were you just...
I don't know. I think what happened is that I had my phone in my back pocket, forgot that it was there, and when I pulled my pants down to pee and then pulled them back up, it must have flipped out of my pocket and gone in the toilet. Oh. And then I don't know what happened because I came out, ran into someone in the bathroom, we talked for a while, then left the bathroom, proceeded to talk to more people, and then reached for my phone, realized it wasn't there, did a search of the bar first, and then thought, oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
I bet it's in the bathroom. Mm. So that had probably been 10 minutes. I went back in, and the phone is lit up just chilling in the potty. So I, like, went into panic mode, and I, like, pull it out, and I'm trying to rip off the cover and the screen protector and get to it, and, like, by this time, the screen looks like shit. Like, it's like...
It fried.
And on the Uber ride home, it got so hot, I thought it was going to start a fire.
Oh my gosh.
I literally think it fried.
Wow. So have you gone to...
No, I went to Verizon yesterday, Sunday, and they were like, oh, well.
They're like, you done fucked up,
girl. Yeah. I was like, I literally even told them, I'm like, I dropped in the toilet. And they were like, oh, that's pretty terrible. I'm like, yes, I know. Thanks, Verizon guy. A lot of fucking help you are. So then the only thing he did was give me the number for the Asurion insurance protection. So I made a claim online, paid my damn $200. But it's better because I probably would have been stuck if I had to buy a brand new phone. What? That would have been like $800.
Yeah,
so I paid $200 and they're shipping it to me. It'll be here tomorrow.
Oof, poor Holly.
Wow.
In the meantime, I've commandeered my mother's phone.
Well, so you had a good birthday weekend.
I did.
You did.
I mean, I really did. And I got some emotions out, as Jared said. Got to cry with a friend. Got to sing. Got to laugh. Got to dance. Because I danced like I was a stripper, apparently, at the gay club.
It was interesting.
No, you didn't go to the gay club.
There was a lady who kept trying to dance with you.
Oh, that's true.
At Wilson's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was awkward.
Yeah, you got molested by a lady.
I did.
Then you twerked at the gay bar.
I know. You dropped your phone.
So you had a good weekend.
You had a weekend.
I had a shit show of a weekend.
There we go.
And it was fun.
Well, it was a fun time. We are back. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh. I wasn't ready for this. Sorry. I'm like way too relaxed when I do the podcast. All right, we got to go. Holly, what's all your social media stuff?
You can find me and my sometimes drunk shenanigans at Radio Holly on Twitter and Instagram and whatever else there is.
XTube?
Not XTube.
Nope.
No,
just
Jared.
Asking.
No.
Jared's eyes just got real small and excited.
I was like, what's going on? Something we need to talk about?
No. No, don't you worry. Not starting a new year with all that mess.
Producer Jared, your stuff?
It is Nervous Jared on Twitter. Now, Producer Jared on the Facebook.
You have a like page?
I am Facebook official now.
I just liked
now.
It.
Oh!
And as well, Producer Jared on Snapchat, which I'm using a lot more now.
Are you? Okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah. I see you've
going,
been trying.
Yeah, going Snapchat crazy.
Okay, just don't send any dick pics, okay?
Too late.
Okay. All of my stuff is Miguel Fuller. We'll see you next week. Bye, girl!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.